So I'm encouraged. Definitely we're further ahead this week than we were last week. So we're just trying to work some guys back into the plan and get ready for Minnesota. So, yes, we're definitely have improved.
What is the update that you have on Jermichael and where that process stands?
Jermichael Finley is still seeking the opinions from specialists. He's doing better each and every day. Communicating, frankly, with someone that just came from the hospital right from practice, said he's doing well. So he's making progress, but we don't have anything to report.
He's still in the hospital, am I?
Correct.
Have you had a chance to talk to him?
Not today. I've not talked to him today.
Like obviously the focus is on his well-being as a whole. Have the doctors told you anything about
I have not sat down, had a meeting. Ted and I met yesterday. We're going to wait till everything comes in. So Pat McKenzie's collecting all the information, and once again, we'll do our due diligence, and obviously we'll not be premature on anything. We'll do what's in the best interest of Jermichael. So that's where we are.
The fact that you have James Jones, Nick Perry, and Ryan Taylor as not participating as opposed to ruling them out. Does he have hope for all three of those? Or?
Just really where they are in their rehab. I mean, it's they go through stages. Everybody was down on the field today, going through some on the field work. So that's why that's the way they are.
Did Starks look?
James Starks looked good. He's looks to be back. We didn't do a whole lot of team today. We were in helmets, so did a lot of jog through and a lot of teaching periods today. So, but based on the workload, I thought he looked fine.
How about Brad Johnson?
Okay. Once again, he didn't take a whole lot of reps, but he was out there and just wanted to ease him back into it.
Coach, final trip to the Metrodome, unless something really weird happens. Fond memories, or are you ready to be done with that place?
That's a setup question.
Sure is.
Yeah. But, time moves on. It's a lot of great games there. I'll say that. I mean, there's so many good memories and some tough ones, too. Very difficult place to play, always has been. I can remember being up here in a playoff game in 2000 and the quarterback not being able to hear the play call of the speaker. So, just a lot of things like that. Incredible home field advantage for the Vikings. It's time.
Mike, has Jamari played so well that you don't feel any pressure to rush for Brad?
Really, Jamari's played very well. He's taken full advantage of his opportunity. But as far as the health of players, we want them all back. We want to make tough decisions during the course of the week. So that really the performance of one player doesn't affect the health status of another.
Do you think Hayward is ready now?
I look good today. I watched Casey a lot today just to see how he's moving. If push came to shove, he was close last week. So and it's good to just for him to get his confidence back and. I think he'll be ready to go with a full week of work.
Mike, with the noise and with Jared Allen, is this the biggest challenge so far for David Bakhtiari?
Great question. I think it's clearly one of them. I mean, David's played against some very good players. We've played against a very good defensive line. This defensive line is playing very well. I think Jared's having another excellent year. I know he's coming off of shoulder surgery, and he looks to be back. So this is a tough place to play for your tackles and. You have to do things to help them. So this will be a huge challenge for him.
Mike, is a fast start even more important when you're facing a team that struggled, hasn't had a lot of success, mm-hmm. plus you're in that environment, is a fast start maybe take on more of an importance in a game?
Well, I mean, fast starts, important every week. I don't really want to say, okay, no problem, don't start fast today. But it's, we didn't get on one last year. So, I mean, and you watched that game last year, and I think the edge – that's created in that building, particularly not only when you're playing offense and their ability to get on your edges because they're getting their gap defense based on design and crowd noise. it's a little different playing them up there than it is playing them here. So you really want to start the game the right way. There's always a ton of energy, particularly for the home team, and there's a surge. Our fans are phenomenal there, which I think makes their fans even louder. So, I mean, it's a unique environment to play in.
Coach, you've been implementing these themes, true grit, keep calm and carry on. What is it this week?
Silence is golden. we're just focused on division games this week. Thanks for asking.
Mike, how do you think Devon House has been playing, and is this the guy that you saw going in last year when he was competing for starting?
Yeah, I think Devon's playing very well. He played very well this past week. I feel like I say this every time. He's done some really good things on special teams too. So I think anytime you have a player that's playing a high level on offense or defense and contributes the way he has on special teams, I think that's very, very important to your team's success. So playing very well, happy with his physicality. Playing very well both in the bump, playing the bump and running in off the ball. So he's competing. His passes defended have gone up. Tackles is very active, so talented young man.
Hey, Mike, what were the biggest issues with Peterson in those games last year, and why do you think you're better equipped to deal with them?
Well, I mean, Adrian Peterson's an outstanding player, obviously, and I felt that the first game he kind of got away from us. The second game up there, I think we kind of over pursued some. We got different levels in our gap control, and he hurt us. He has that ability to. It really hurts you both inside and outside, and when you're not right, he can accelerate the crease, and he also has the breakaway speed to finish the run. So big, powerful back, excellent vision. He has that herky jerkiness, his ability to get in and out of his breaks and accelerate. So we're gonna have to same deal. We got to play square. Our gap control's got to be intact, and we got to be aggressive.
Were they doing a better job downfield blocking for him last year?
Well, I think it's like anything in a game of football. When it's in sync, it's really wrong. It looks good. There's some things that they've done so far this year on film that they've probably gotten away from a little bit from last year, which means we'll probably see more of that this week. So, I mean, it's on how it all fits together. Your quarterback obviously plays into that. So, their decision at quarterback will probably enhance the quarterback movements, the actions that are very valuable coming off the Adrian Peterson run game.
Mike, I take it silence is golden was a bit of a joke there.
But, correct.
How have you told your guys to deal with the questions that are coming about Greg Jennings?
It made the topic list. It's really not a big deal. When was that, in the spring?
It seemed like all offseason.
Okay, in your book it did. I'm not really worried about it. Greg Jennings was he was a fun player to coach. Obviously, we had a lot of success here. He's moved on to his opportunity in Minnesota. I wish him, Nicole, and his family very well. So it'll be fun to compete against Greg.
Mike, how much of Finley's workload does Corliss get? Does the position change?
Well, Jermichael Finley, you don't replace him. Based on the way he was utilized and the production that he gives us as an offense. So, Andrew and Bo, Bostic will both have to step up and play a role. And that's really the way we're going about it.
What challenges does it present trying to prepare for multiple quarterbacks? Freeman apparently has a concussion and now Ponder is late.
Well, you got stay true to the film. Obviously the way they played with Christian's a little different, just the one game they played with Josh. So I don't think they'll be thrown in 53 times on Sunday. So I mean, we have a pretty good understanding of what they want to do, and how they're going to do it is really why you play the game. So their offense starts with Adrian Peterson, and I think that'll be evident come Sunday.
Mike, I think this is the third time you will have played a team that played on the Monday night prior to you playing them. In your history, how much more compressed is that schedule when you play on a Monday night and then a following Sunday?
Well, when you're home, you're home, I don't think it's a big deal. But, coming off a road Monday night and playing at home is probably not the preference But, you know, it is a Sunday night game, so they do get some of that time back. Once again, when these schedules come out, you have plenty of time to plan your workload for your team. You also have the factor in, the health of your football team week to week. So, I mean, it's really part of the plan. I don't think there's an advantage one way or the other.
Did you feel the tempo of your offense, particularly pre-snap adjustments, improved in this game against the Browns over the last couple of weeks?
Did it improve?
Yeah.
We have a game management report that's done on every single game. Every play call from the offense and every play call from the defense is timed. There's a report that's done, and then the report for Cleveland was positive.
Do you think he'll stay outside all week?
It's too cold for you?
It's pretty cold.
The plan is to go outside again tomorrow, but then spend the last 30 minutes inside. Today we'll do the same thing tomorrow to get on the field turf. But I like to keep the team on the grass as much as possible.